Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 10 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'll be your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft, just as I do every week. As usual, I'll go through my week in terms of goldmaking, what I've done and what's worked and what hasn't worked. Then I'll talk a little bit about what's happening to the game. So today I'll talk a bit about some new PTR changes, about what's coming in 8.1. And the last part is, of course, our weekly discussion point. And this week I'm going to talk about enjoying the game outside of gold making, because it's something that I recently started doing more of. And I think it's really helpful. I was feeling a bit burned out, and I think I have some points about how you really need to, or you should enjoy the game to really get the best experience you can out of it. So let's just dive right into how my week went. So this week I spent a lot of time on non-gold making related activities in game, at least on my main account. I was getting a bit bored with crafting and just spending most of my playtime looking at the TSM screens. So I decided to take just a bit of a break from crafting and focus on some other things, which for me mainly is working on obtaining mounts, because that's one of the goals that fits my play schedule. And I don't know, there's just something about collecting mounts that I enjoy. I don't have that many though, so it's not like it's particularly impressive. Luckily though, I have two accounts, so I can still work the auction house on my other monitor, and that's allowed me to generate over 2 million gold in sales on my challenge realm for the fourth week straight. So that's really, really good. And I'm extremely happy about that. And the main reason why I'm able to do that is because I'm heavily into BOE flipping, and I've built up a large inventory of BOEs over a couple of weeks now. I haven't done the math on how much gold I've spent lately, but I've probably invested over 8 million in BOEs, I'd guess. And I've sold probably at least 6 million, 7 million of those. Actually, I probably have invested way more now. I think I have something, I have several million worth of BOEs on the auction house. So that's really good that I'm still like generating a lot of sales, and that's because BOE flipping is pretty much just limited by your capital and whether or not you can find deals. And I have a lot of capital, so that doesn't really limit me, so I just need to actually find deals, and then I can spend gold on BOEs, and then I can sell them for a profit, usually. So the highlight of this week was on Saturday, when I logged in on Saturday afternoon. And opened my mailbox, and I had 929,000 gold worth of sales, and all of them were since I went to bed the night before. So that was 929,000 gold in sales over like 16 hours or something like that, which is pretty crazy. Definitely my biggest one day mailbox in a while, which is awesome. I think I'm gonna narrow my focus down a bit and don't do all of the low value crafting markets. I think I'm gonna stop with jewel crafting, possibly enchanting as well, because it doesn't take too much time to restock, so I may continue that, but jewel crafting takes a lot of time because you need to prospect all of your platinum ore, and it's just, I don't think it's worth it. I think I want to focus a bit more on BOEs and dark moon decks, and then I can free up some more time to flip BOEs on my other realms, which has sort of been lagging behind, and also allow me to focus a bit more on playing the game on my main account rather than, or playing the world, I should say, because obviously you're playing the game if you're doing professions, but going out into the world, because I'm a bit, I spent a lot of time crafting in BFA, and I think I need a bit of a change of pace for like a couple of weeks, and then I'll probably be right back into focusing only on gold making for a while. That's sort of how I am. I'll get bored doing anything for too long of a time. It doesn't really matter what it is. I need a change of pace and some variance in my life to enjoy stuff. So as far as what's happened to the game or in the game, like, there hasn't happened anything in the game yet. We're still about a month off 8.1 dropping. What we do know is we've gotten some more stuff that we know about 8.1, because they rolled out a new PDR patch, so we know about some new stuff. One of them is a bind-on-pickup leatherworking lure. I don't think that's going to be particularly relevant from a gold-making point of view, but who knows, like, they may change stuff. It's hard to tell at this point, obviously. There are some form of consumable gems, or gems with a 24-hour duration, and then you can use them to generate a buff or some effect. We don't actually know if these are going to be based on professions yet, but I mean, it's likely, at least in my opinion. So we'll see. They're uncommon, so I'd guess they'd use the uncommon base gems, which would increase demand for those, if that is what it is. One of them has a similar effect to the Potion of Prolonged Power, giving you a stat buff for a while, for a minute. So it'll be interesting to see if that's like the niche they're aimed at. They have a duration of 24 hours, and you can use them as many times as you want during those 24 hours, subject to whatever cooldown they have. And one of them is like a Bear Tartar-like effect, so they'll definitely be in demand. I don't like that they're 24-hour duration, because like you're not going to be able to sell that many. That's like one uncommon day, get a gem a day per player. You're going to have a lot of those, but it will probably, if they turn out to be from jewel crafting and prospecting, that will probably make it a bit more, it will definitely make the uncommon gems more valuable, which is good, I guess. So what more are we getting? We're getting the new Sinister Combatant gear, which was bumped to item level 340 on the PTR, which is really good. That makes them very, very attractive in my opinion. That's on par with like Wrathy Warfront gear. If you buy a full set, you can go straight to Warfront, straight into LFR, straight into Mythics probably. I don't actually know exactly what item level you need for various endgame activities in BFA, because I haven't done much of it. But 340 should definitely get you straight into like low level Mythic Plus, I imagine. So that's definitely gonna be decent seller. So if you can, and if you have the time, go farm some Marks of Honor now, so you can unlock the higher recipe ranks. That'll definitely be a huge competitive advantage, especially with like the reduced expulsion cost, which is gonna save you a lot of time. So that's something I'd definitely look into. I haven't done any of it yet myself, because I just haven't focused on PvP, but I may try to get some Marks of Honor. We'll see. I still haven't figured out the best way to obtain them, whether it's just queuing for random BGs. The rate seems really low to me, but we'll see. 8.1 is also bringing some changes to leveling, with a hefty experience decrease from level 60 to 80. Like, I think a total reduction of 40%. They're also adding two new items that give experience increasing buffs. One for the BFA zone specifically, which gives like 10% extra experience for an hour. And one for the rest of the world is called like the Draught of the Ten Lands. And based on the flavor text, this one may be a crafted item requiring materials from like all over the world. That would definitely make it in demand. If that turns out to be the case, we don't know anything about the BFA zones one yet, but they'll both be, assuming they can be traded, they'll definitely be in demand. Players are always looking for shortcuts to leveling because it's boring, or most players find it pretty boring, especially if you've played the game for a long time, like seeing Stranglethorn Vale or Borean Tundra for like the 20th time just isn't going to be interesting for most players, and that's pretty obvious, right? They're also adding a couple of new heirlooms, and all of this is, I think all of these changes are actually pretty important, and they're really good for the game, especially for us gold makers, because they make it more attractive and easier to level alts, and that's great for us. All of these new alts, the players now have more of an incentive to level, or at least will have an easier time leveling, which means that more of them will bother doing it. They'll need gear, they'll need consumables, they'll need enchants, they'll need bags, they'll need a ton of stuff. Maybe they'll need cool transmog so that they can show off. Maybe it's a armor type they don't have transmog for. All of this means that you'll have a lot of players to sell your items to, which is great. The other thing is, of course, it makes it easier for us to level our alts as well, so we can easily get access to more professions, which is always a good thing. I think that if you want to go into crafting, you should really aim to get all of the professions at max level, because they are generally all of them profitable, and it's better to have as many of them as possible, so you can easily swap your focus to whichever is actually doing best in this patch or this time period of the game. So that's definitely something to look forward to, I think. Yeah, so that's it for 8.1 and the game for this week. I think these are some exciting changes. They're not like particularly flashy, but there are steps in the right direction in terms of some things that will impact the economy on the realm. So the discussion point this week. So I'm going to talk about enjoying the game, which obviously isn't directly related to gold making. But I think it's an important thing to talk a bit about, because I write and talk a lot about like specific gold making strategies, and I spend most of my time in game applying those strategies. If you just sit around in TSM or on the auction house, you're almost playing a spreadsheet. And while I'm probably enough of like a math and economics nerd to enjoy playing a spreadsheet, at least for fairly long periods of time, you're eventually going to get burned out and bored if that's the only thing you do. I mean, we're playing World of Warcraft, and if you're just sitting around in front of the auction house, you're not actually in the world. So this week I actually started spending more time out in the world, and I've been working on my main goal outside of gold making, which is mount collecting. It's pretty much the only, it's great because you can do it in small increments of time. You can always just work on one mount, you can go kill a raid boss or work on a reputation for 20 minutes or whatever, which works great for me because I generally don't have time to play for long periods of the time, which means that I don't have the time to raid, for instance, at the moment. I enjoy it, and what's great about it is it's really taken me out into many corners of the game that I'm almost forgotten about. Like the World of Warcraft is getting really large, really big. There are mounts everywhere across all of the old expansions. So I've been spending time in Outland, in Argus, across Legion, and just enjoying the game, enjoying the world, and it's been pretty great, I think. I also think that it's imperative that you enjoy some other aspect of World of Warcraft in addition to gold making, because otherwise I think you'll just eventually get bored with the game. Because gold making just isn't interactive or enough of a gameplay feeling, I think, to just enjoy World of Warcraft for that. Unless it's like farming, then if you really enjoy that, then I think it's good. But if you're talking about auction house and crafting, it's a bit too much sit and wait to collect your mail, sit and wait to run a post scan, sit and wait for your craft all to finish, etc. And I think generally if you're playing a video game, you want to have an interaction with the game that's a bit more more exciting than that. So I think you need to find something you enjoy, and I think it can be really good because it can also give you a goal for your gold making. Like if you're collecting mounts or collecting transmog or whatever, you'll obviously want to make a lot of gold because some of the mounts you want to collect are really expensive, such as the long boy, which is 5 million gold, and that's the only way to get it. So you can do a lot of things in the game. Like obviously you have the classic end game things you can do, like PvP, raiding. Everyone knows about that. A lot of players enjoy those, and they're great. If you have a great group of players to play with, I think both raiding and PvP are really fun. If you have cool people to play with, I've enjoyed both in the past to a great degree. But I think it's important to enjoy some of this. And there's also another point that's important to consider here, and that's that if you play the game outside of gold making or outside of just being on the auction house or just crafting, it's way easier to understand what other players want. because you'll know what you want. Okay, what do you want? What do you need to succeed at whatever gameplay activities you focus on? Those things that you need, that's the perfect market. Like, how can you provide that to other players? Whether it's gear upgrades to get into a raiding guild or selling raid lockouts where you just have the Lich King left so that players can skip all of the early bosses if they're farming for Invincible, or a ton of like similar ideas. Knowing what players want to do in the game will give you a leg up, because you'll be able to think about, okay, they want to do this, and I know that if you get this specific item, it makes Activity X much easier. So I'll advertise that item in trade chat and sell it to someone, because they'll obviously always be willing to pay if they can save effort or get closer to their goals. Because there are very few players in the game who are playing the game primarily to increase their gold count. Although, if you're listening to this podcast, that may want to be one of your main goals in the game. It certainly is one of my main goals in the game. But anyway, I have to say I feel like quite invigorated after just spending a week doing, or spending most of this week's playtime running around the world looking for mounts. I haven't gotten too many mounts, but I've been working towards a lot of different ones. I've gotten two or three, I think. Now, obviously, I didn't quit gold making because I have two World of Warcraft accounts and I have two monitors, so I always have like my auction house account open on my secondary screen. So I've been doing a lot of flipping. I've been running shopping scans for BOEs and reposting my auctions and all of that goodness that I do. And as I mentioned, I had my fourth week where I have 2 million in sales on my challenge realm. So like gold making has been going really well for me as well this week. And that's something that I'll definitely focus more on flipping going forward. So I can spend less time like scrapping endless numbers of bracers or prospecting or whatever. And this will also let me focus more on flipping across all of my 8 realms, which will ultimately give me more total gold than spending time crafting some of the more time-consuming markets on my challenge realm. And at this point, I have like critical mass on BOE, so I think that just focusing on those is really what's going to bring me to my goal of gold cap the fastest. Like as always, flipping is by far the best way to make gold if you want to minimize the time you spend actually on specific gold-making activities. And if you're like me and you enjoy other parts of the game, that's definitely something you'll want to do. So long term, like I think like the end game, I've covered this on my blog as well, like the end game for gold making is flipping high value items, because it's by far the most efficient gold per hour in the game. Like executing one shopping scan for a BOE, and then you find it and you can resell it for 100,000 gold more than you bought it for. Like that's gonna be even if you have to repost that 10 or 20 times, like that's still like gonna add less than 5 minutes total time to your auction house activities. So that's still gonna be close to 1 million gold an hour if you could just replicate that forever, but you can't because there's a limit to how many deals you can find, obviously. But that's like where you want to go, I think. Yeah, as I also said, like I think if you enjoy the game outside, you'll be a better goal maker, because it'll be easier to understand what players want, and providing players with what they want, that's the easiest way to get rich in the game, because they'll always be willing to pay to get what they want, because gold in World of Warcraft just isn't that valuable, even though you can spend it on tokens. So I think that's why you should try to find something you enjoy in the game in BFA, no matter what it is. Like I know a lot of people are unhappy with this expansion, but there's definitely cool things to do, and I think you just need to find them. So I think that's it for me today. I hope you enjoyed this one. If you enjoy the show and you want more content, you can read all about gold making on my blog at thelazygoldmaker.com. That's more focused on like guides and more specific gold making content. I'm writing a TSM4 written guide, which is up to 11 parts now, and I've covered most of the basics, but I'll go into some of the more advanced functionality now. as well as like guides for specific markets and updates on my gold cap challenge, which hopefully we'll get close to finish soon. If you want to support the show and the blog, you can do so through patreon.com/lazygoldmaker. You'll get 3 days of early access to all of my content, which means you'll get this episode on Sunday rather than Wednesday. Anyway, that's it for me. Good night, Astaroth, and I hope you have a very profitable week.